Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost special loved ones. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I know last week we had some computer difficulty, and I apologize for that. All of you were able to sign on, but I wasn't able to sign in. So that was a very unusual situation. And that's the first time I've had computer difficulty, but that was the first time that I was unable to sign in as the host. And I apologize for that, but sometimes God has his own way of doing things. Sometimes maybe I've had experience in the past where God didn't want me to say anything and just let him, just like the song on Jason Nelson just played part of it, I am, just let me be who I am. So sometimes God wants you to focus on him and not man. That could be a night that he just wanted you to dwell on him only and not to listen to anybody else. So, like I said, God has his own way of making changes to schedules and our plans. You know, sometimes we have plans that we have just sort out, but sometimes it doesn't always go that way because that doesn't what how God wants it to be. So, I really felt that maybe that could be the reason for me not being able to get on the air. It wasn't a time for me to speak. He wanted me to be quiet and let you be, let you experience the moment that he says, just let me be who I am. But anyway, tonight I was prepared to talk about comfort and strength last week, and he didn't give me another word to speak on, so I went over everything, and he added some other things for me to say. He wanted me to really to explain what strength is, and also give you a little bit of tough love tonight. strength. The definition of strength is the quality or state of being strong, power to resist, force, power of resisting attack. So throughout our journey of trials, tribulation, and journey of grief, God tries to send us and gives us that strength that we need to be able to have the power to resist from the devil. Because when you are down and out and the doctors and emotional, it's nothing but the devil putting those thoughts and feelings in you, because he wants you not to get better. He doesn't want you to get through where you, what you're going through. So, yes, strength, and also the power of resisting attacks from the devil, from the spirit that is not of God. So he definitely wants you to receive and to be able to conquer and those things that keeps us down in these dark places that we can get in. And like I said, we are human, so I'm not saying that you shouldn't, never, feel the way that you're feeling, but because like I say, we are human. I've been there, done that, and still go through those changes from time to time myself. But also wanted to share a little bit of tough love with you before I get into the word that I want to talk to you about tonight. Comfort, strength. You, and I also sent the text saying that a little title, You Are Not Alone. Well, this is not saying that you, that God isn't there for you, and that because you are not alone that God is always there with you. What I sent was, and what I meant, and I what the, felt the Holy Spirit wanted me to say this. Just know that there are many, many who are suffering just like you. And if you heard their situation or story, you would say, I need to start feeling better because my situation is not as bad as another person. And hearing another story, you just sometimes will help you to get through what you're going through and making you feel better about your situation. Because let me tell you, there is other people out there, situations are better than ours. So, but anyway, I'm going to give you some comforting words of wisdom, even though that I've given you some of that little tough love statement there. Let me get, I'm going to give you some words and scriptures dealing with comfort in Isaiah 30:19. It says, the Lord will hear your crying, and he will comfort you when he hears you. He will help you. The Christian life is difficult and emotional. It was for Jesus, Jesus' disciples also. Jesus knew his death would be the most emotional moment of their lives. So just before Jesus gave his life on the cross, he sat down with them. He explained that he would be leaving and promised that he would send another comforter. The comforter was the Holy Spirit. He has placed his comforter inside of us, and he hears every single cry, not just some, but every single cry. Here's another scripture, Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patient and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. God gives us hope. God has given you another gift filled with His love and comfort, the Holy Scriptures. He gives us lots of Scripture in the Bible for us to chew on, to encourage us and to help us to get through these times in our life. As you read about Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Esther, Ruth, Job, and especially Job. Job's story will make you woo. If you read that, the whole book of Job, you wouldn't be worrying, going through what you're going through, because Job, if we had to go through what Job went through, also talks about David, Elijah, Mary, and Paul. You will see how God comforted them in their darkest hour. And He'll do the same thing for you. He will certainly do the same thing. Be encouraged as you read and place your hope in His goodness. He will comfort you, and He can be sure, and you can be sure of that. Yes, you can be sure of that, because God will never leave you nor forsake you. We promise you that He will not do that. Sometimes He steps aside and let us feel a little bit, go through some stuff, so we can understand of His love and that He's there walking with us one step at a time. In Psalms 31:24, it says, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Wait for Him. God wants, God waits for you. You are the precious fruit of the earth. And like a farmer waits for harvest, God is waiting for you. Imagine what it must be like for Him to wait for you to grow, to become stronger, to receive that strength that He gives us. He offers you spiritual food and water, believing you will take root and become strong and confident in His word. Those two words, strong and confident in His word, and in your relationship with Him. He wants you to have that relationship with Him, and to Him, you are well worth the wait. He has a whole lot of patience with us, because He forgives us for a lot of things that we do that we shouldn't be doing or thinking or going through. He is very patient with us. And it's wonderful that we have a Father like that, that is always allowing us to go through our emotions, emotion, and also the things that we go through, that sometimes I'm sure he just looks at us and just watches and says, "There she goes again." Well, one thing I just want you to know, we are human now, so I'm not saying that you cannot feel this way, but I'm sure that He wants us to be stronger in our faith as we go through these different things. Because remember, we're supposed to be Christian, and Christians have, if you believe in God, He's saying that we need to have a little more strength that we're going to get through these things. And encourage us. Keep reading the Word, His Word, to encourage us that we will get through these things. And don't let the devil get to be have the victory over us. We should have the victory over Satan. But also, I want to also say something too. In my brochure, I made in the brochure that we give out when we're having a program of some kind, there's a message in there, a message from me. And I read it before, and I'm going to read it again. Over the past 28 years, I have learned to put my faith in God. In spite of the loss of my husband, Al, God has shown me that He will always be a comforter and a provider for me and my children. Sometimes the road seems very dark, and I'm sure it does, and lonely. But I encourage you to keep your focus on God and His words, and He will get you through your loneliness, your loss, one day at a time. It takes time. It's not overnight. It does take time. There is no secret what God can do. What He has done for me, and He has done a whole lot for me and my children. He certainly will do the same thing for you, and not just for me, what He's done for me, to other people as well. I know, because as I look back and see how He's prepared me through this time in my life, I wanted to read that again because it wasn't an easy walk for me, but I got through it, and you must look forward to get through what your situation may be. Now, we are approaching the most difficult month of the year, November, which is this Thanksgiving, December, Christmas time. Just like the farmer is preparing for the harvest, we must prepare for the roller coaster ride. And it's going to be a roller coaster ride because there are things that we shared with our loved ones that is going to be very difficult for us to get through these 2 months of the year. But we must begin to prepare ourselves just like the farmer preparing for the harvest. And also prepare for the roller coaster ride, because it will be a roller coaster ride. It's going to be, you're going to have feelings, and you go up and down. But next week, I will begin preparation and helping you to walk through and get through those months of November and December. But I want you to prepare yourself to do the same thing as well. Prepare where you're going for Thanksgiving. Are you cooking the dinner? If you are cooking the dinner this year, prepare special dishes that your loved one loved. And also and invite people that's loving and fun, not anyone negative that's going to spoil a show. Also, for Christmas, the same thing. Prepare for if you are you going to another family member home, just prepare yourself for things that will be said and things that you will remember that went on during the time that when your spouse or loved one were there. Because there will be some sad moments, but it's important that you be around friends and family and try to enjoy those holiday memories. Do some of the things that you did when they were here. I did, and I continue to do so, me and my children. So start preparing yourself for those 2 months. Start thinking about what you're going to be doing. Are you going to be hosting the Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner? So by preparing yourself now, it will help, because you won't wait until the moment comes and then all of these emotions start happening. So start preparing yourself, writing things down that you would like to see happen, things that you want to see, you want things that you want to purchase, or whatever the case may be, getting Christmas gifts and so forth. So, but one thing that you can do with us, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, every year we put together shoe boxes filled with toiletry items for women and children, and we wrap them up in Christmas gifts, and we take them to the homeless shelter for women and children. So you can join us on that project, and we do that every year, and that's good as giving back, and it's amazing to see how much they appreciate when we drop these boxes off and we have them wrapped up in Christmas, beautiful Christmas wrapping and ribbon. So that's something that you can do. And there's things that you can do out there. You can go even visit a nursing home and do something for that. So there are many things that you can do, but if you want to join us on our project, please let me know, because we normally try to get that to them before Christmas, the Christmas Day. We normally try to do it the week before. And we also have a Christmas gathering. Haven't planned what restaurant we're going to be going to, or what. But I will let you know closer to the Christmas holiday where we'll be going. So you all are welcome to join us. We always have a great time. And that's the time that we bring the boxes, the shoe boxes, And pretty much I take them, and when I decide, well, we in the ministry decide where I'm going to be taking it. I am looking for some other shelters this year, trying to make some changes. So if you have any thoughts, please share that with me. So what I need for you to do also, just knowing that God loves you, yes, you are not alone, because He is there walking with you one step at a time and with this walk. But He wants you to smile more this holiday, be happy more. So stop preparing, sitting down, just thinking about what can I do to make this holiday season better than last year. Some of you, this is your first year that you got to go through this. Some of you, this is your second year. Whatever number of year it is, you know how you got through that first year? Okay, let's make some changes and get through the next year, this year, better. Make it better that you're going to be victorious. You're not going to let Satan bring the sadness in your life and your family life. Help, and a thing to it, it's not all about you every time. What about your children? Well, who else lost the loved one in your family? They may be going through something too. Reach out to them. Encourage them. Do something special for them to let them know that they can definitely get through this again. So work towards it. Don't wait it for it to come and hit you right in the face. Work towards it and preparing yourself, just like the farmer, preparing for the harvest. And also, too, when I was raised in a country, and every winter my mother, we planted everything. I mean, everything. Father, mother, the whole, I mean, and we just did everything. But when my father died at an early age, my mother continued to have the legacy of preparing for the harvest. We had a potato, sweet potato bank. It's called sweet potato bank, where you dig a hole and put all the sweet potato in this hole and put pine straw and things over it. So during the winter, you can go and get fresh, good sweet potatoes. Also, what she did, she had, you heard of people planting greens, different types of greens during the winter. It's a fall season. And they cut it. My mother always cut it up and put it in her freezer. Clean it, cut it up and clean it. And all she needs to do is just pull it out and put it in a pot and cook it. So preparing for the harvest. These are the things that she did each year. And there are other things that she also, not just the green vegetables, she did okra and others as well. But she was preparing for the harvest, for what to come. She knows that she'll need these things throughout the winter to eat, so she didn't have to go to the supermarket. It was there already. So prepare for the harvest, because God is He is comforting you and giving you that strength that you need. But sometimes we don't always receive it the way He gives us. So just be open to that. And that's what I'm asking you to do. This is the month of October. Now stop writing down, preparing, thinking about the things that you're going to do for November and December. And that is all that I have for tonight. Let me see. Yeah, that is all I have for tonight. So a little bit of tough love, but still, I just want you to know that sometimes God does it too. He gives us tough love, because sometimes He steps aside and let me feel the pain. But at the same time, He's right there. He's dispatching His angels around to make sure that you get whatever is needed to get through this time in your life. And if there's any way that I could just wrap my arms around you and let you know you are loved, I'm telling you how I feel right now. You are loved. And the next chapter is always there for you in any way where you possibly can. And we just want you to know that we are a ministry who embraces widows and others who have lost special loved ones. And I need you, just one second, my computer just blinked at me, did a little bit of unusual thing, just one second, here we go. I am going to, Jason Nelson, I am, you can listen to it, it is very comforting, but just thank you so much for tuning in, and be blessed, and have a great week, and start planning, get those pencils and paper out, and start planning the next 2 months. So tune in again next week, same time. Be blessed. Every happy moments, praise God. Seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. And every moment, don't forget to thank God. Good night.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am He who has all power in my hand, and if Just let me be who I am to